Hi, this is Jenny Brown. Welcome to my podcast, Growing Up Through the Life Cycle, where each session looks at a different stage of life and the opportunities it presents for maturing self in relationship. Reaching midlife, crisis or opportunity for growth? Now, before you switch off thinking to yourself, I'm not in midlife right now, just pause for a moment and consider that this podcast and the ideas of growing yourself up is always seeing ourselves in a broad relationship system, in our family in the present and our family of origin in the past. So there's always somebody in our important relationship network who's going through every life stage. So as you listen to this podcast, consider if it's not yourself, consider your parents, consider what was happening in your family when you were growing up and your parents were tackling their midlife. So first of all, what is the phase of midlife? It's pretty hard to define in specific numbers. In this day and age, with life expectancy going up, isn't the current term that 60 is the new 40, so perhaps midlife has been creeping up in age more and more. But I think of midlife as that transition away from early career, raising young children, establishing oneself in a committed relationship, if that happens. It's the phase where these key tasks of the adult life cycle have been in place for a while, and there's a transition point in moving to not being as focused in the establishment of care of children, raising school-age children, establishing career, those important efforts in adult life, establishing financial independence as much as possible, that has been pretty much past. So in midlife, it's confronting, well, is that all there is? It's a time of life that does raise questions about the meaning of life, the purpose of life, who am I in life? In some ways, it's quite a bit like a second adolescence and has some of the features of certain adolescent behaviors, because it is a questioning of identity formation phase of life. So I know for myself, as I was approaching midlife and with it the joys of female menopause, I was confronted with just how much I had been steadied by the role of raising children and enjoying being invested in their school age life and activity. And for that to be over and for my children to need me a lot less, I just hadn't realized what a gap that was going to reveal for me. I didn't think I was that overinvested in my kids, but without having that role so much a part of my everyday routine in life, it definitely left me with a bit of a gap, a little bit of unsteadiness. And secondly, it revealed that there was a gap that I had been unaware of in my connection with my husband. So it reveals that my marriage had been partly steady through the triangle of focusing on our children. And I just hadn't appreciated that in some ways I'd neglected to keep being a real and open self in my marriage. So midlife confronted me with these gaps, and it also gave me the opportunity to see that this was a time in life that I could work to bring myself back into those gaps, to keep growing myself and being who I thoughtfully chose to be in my important relationships. Every stage of life does present challenges to families and the individuals in families to have to adapt to change, to destabilizing of predictable relationship structures. And it's useful to look back on when your family was growing up and your parents were moving into their midlife. How did family members respond to the changes of children growing, needing less caretaking, changes in job steadiness that can happen at midlife for parents, consideration about moving house, downsizing, etc. The key question is not the content of these events, but how did each family member respond to those events? Whose predictable life routine was most compromised and challenged by the changes that occur in midlife? It is quite common because of the nature of career and how many years have already gone by in establishing career, that this is a vulnerable time for people in their careers. Often jobs are lost, retrenchments occur, younger professionals are replacing the more experienced professionals, and this can really trigger a time of instability and a huge challenge to be able to reinvent oneself career-wise. And dependent on the level of maturity that we've brought from our family of origin, we've got different capacities to be able to adapt to these big changes and to creatively and flexibly find a way through them without being completely done in by them. It's not easy, and it's good to just appreciate that we all have different levels of flexibility that are brought from our families of origin. Symptoms are common at this phase of life, at any phase of life where there's a big change, where life events can trigger symptoms. That doesn't mean that they cause them. It just means that they disturb the balance of the family relationship predictability. And with that imbalance, people react to each other in anxious ways, and those reactions can have a negative impact on the functioning of one or more of the members. So the challenge for each of us in a new phase of life is to consider how we're reacting to change. Are our reactions having an unhelpful effect on other members of our family system and their ability to keep growing their own maturity and goal direction in life? It's a good opportunity. In my book, I do have some reflection questions on to ask when we lose the security props of predictability of our earlier life stages. So it's a good opportunity to ask these questions. I find them useful to ask myself, which are the relationships that need to be my priorities for bringing myself into them? Are there important relationships where I've been neglecting to be an open and responsible and connected self in that relationship? Where have I lost my balance in terms of investing my life energy? Have I put too many of my energy and identity investments into one portfolio, one particular investment group, and not spread the investment around into all the important parts of adult life relationship functioning? This is an opportunity in mid and moving into old age life to be able to reconsider, what is my job description as a spouse, as a daughter to aging parents, as a friend, as a worker, as a parent to grown-up children? What do I want my job description to be, to reconsider my guiding principles so that I'm not just being buffeted by the external circumstances of life. And it's every life stage is a really good opportunity to review those questions. And midlife is particularly a great opportunity to do that because there tend to be less energy demands of establishing oneself in family, in marriage, in parenting, and in career. And that can be, for many people, a very good opportunity for constructive review. Of course, there can be the very challenging and often quite a common reactive review of life. That's where midlife does look a bit like adolescence, where there is an anxious reaction to the perceived loss of significance and relationship togetherness and importance that can be responded to with a fear or a stress or an anxious reaction to go in the opposite way to where life is. So affairs are common at this stage, disruptive affairs, change of careers, change of style, compulsive spending to rebrand oneself. These things can easily be a reaction to the sense of experiencing gaps in our maturity in hitting midlife. But as always, there is an opportunity to pause and reflect and reconsider what are the opportunities for myself to be clearer about what guides me, about my relationship job descriptions, and to bring my best to the important relationships in my life.